Jeremy Hupton has a large circle of friends and is very popular at parties. Everybody admires him for his great sense of humor. Everybody, that is, except his six-year-old daughter, Jenny. Recently, one of Jeremy's closest friends asked him to make a speech at a wedding reception. This is the sort of thing that Jeremy loves. He prepared the speech carefully and went to the wedding with Jenny.后半段 He had included a large number of funny stories in the speech, and, of course, it was a great success.
他的助词当中呢包含了大量的有趣的故事，当然这引起了极大的成功。
Include, 包含包括。I am included in the team,
我是属于这个组的。
A large number of, 表示大量的。
我们以前也讲过 a great deal of 修饰不可数名词。
Funny stories,equals to interesting stories.
A funny fellow, 一个有趣的家伙，包括我们讲玩得很开心，玩得很愉快， have fun, enjoy oneself.
Now, in the speech,
我们在上节课所讲的 make a speech, 做演讲。
Of course, it was a great success.
Success 是名词形式，它的动词形式呢就是 succeed, 常用的短语 be succeed in doing something, 形容词形式 successful.
On the way home, he asked Jenny if she had enjoyed the speech.
在回家的路上，他问到了 Jenny 是否喜欢她的助词。
On one's way to,
在去某地的路上。由于 home 是副词，所以前面不需要加 to.
Now she asked Jenny,
这里面呢，使用到了宾语从句，引导词 if 表示是否。
Enjoy 表示喜爱
,enjoy a movie, 还可以表示享受享有 ,enjoy oneself.
Speech, 演说演讲 an opening speech,
开幕词
a closing speech,
闭幕词
lose one's speech,
说话啊，这种能力啊，就是说因惊吓呀不能说话我们就可以使用 lose one's speech. 其次言论的自由
speech of,
thus freedom of speech, 也可以指言论的自由。像我们讲沉默是金啊silence is golden, speech is silver, 那就是沉默是金啊开口是银。
To his surprise, she said she hadn't.
令他惊讶的是女儿说她不喜欢。
To one's surprise,
令某人惊讶的。像 to one's 这种加名词的结构比如说 to one's joy, to one's astonishment, to one's sorrow, to one's disappointment.
She said she hadn't.
又是一个宾语从句省略了 that.
Jeremy asked her why this was so and she told him that she didn't like to see so many people laughing at him.
那么令他惊讶的是他问女儿女儿说到他不喜欢他问他为什么女儿告诉他他不想看到这么多人嘲笑他。那么在这里面我们看到了 told him that, 这个 that 继续引导一个宾语从句。
Like to do 指的是一次性想做某件事情。
Like doing 指的是习惯性的长期性的做某件事情。
So many, 如此之多的修饰可数名词。
Laugh at 表示嘲笑。这里面我们要注意为什么要使用 laughing 呢 ?See somebody doing something 指的是看见某人正在做某事。而 see somebody do 指的是看见某人做了某件事情。我们在前面讲到了直接引语变成间接引语，如果你的直接引语是陈述句的话，那么我们变成间接引语要用引导词 that， 比如说 He told me that the firm couldn't afford to pay such large salaries。 如果你的直接引语是一般疑问句，那我们变成间接引语要用引导词 if 或 whether， 比如说 He asked if Mr. Gilbert's operation had been successful。那么如果你的直接引语是特殊疑问句，那怎么办？我们就用特殊疑问词来引导。例如 Jeremy asked her why this was so。 那如果直接引语是表示命令、请求、建议的起始句呢？那通常呢，我们要使用适当的动词后面跟不定式来表达。比如说 advise to do, ask to do, tell to do, order to do, command to do, want to do, invite to do。 例如 remember to turn off all the lights, she said。
变成间接引语，我们就可以使用 she told me to turn off all the lights。
当然变成否定形式呢，我们就可以使用 not to do 的结构。直接引语变成间接引语还有一个特殊的，如果说你的动词呢是由 suggest 或 insist 用于转述建议要求时，后面的从句要一律使用 should do。
例如 He still insisted that we should help him. He suggests that they should sell that flight.
直接英语变成间接英语，我们还要注意人称、时态、状语的变化。如果说时态的变化是重点的话，我们可以归结为两大类。一种呢，就是当你的时态主句是现在时，从句该用什么时态就用什么时态，即直接英语是什么时态变成间接英语就用什么时态。如果主句是过去时，从句要变成相应的某种过去时态，也就是说现在时要变成过去时，一般将来时要变成过去将来时，过去完成时、现在完成时都要变成过去完成时，过去完成时不变等等。那么语序呢，一律要使用陈述语序即可。所以以上呢，就是我们所讲的直接英语变成间接英语的内容。那接下来我们把后半段再来朗读一下。
He had included a large number of funny stories in the speech, and of course it was a great success.
在他的助词当中呢，包含了许多有趣的故事，当然引起了极大的成功。
As soon as he had finishedJenny told him she wanted to go home.
她一刚完成助词 ,Jenny 就告诉她要回家。As soon as 引导时间状语从句，要翻译成一怎么怎么样就怎么怎么样。
Jeremy was a little disappointed by this.
Jeremy 有一些失望 ,a little 修饰形容词 disappointed, 表示有点。
But he did as his daughter asked.
然而呢，他却按照他女儿说的这样回去了。As 在这里面引导的就是方式状语从句，表示按照的意思。
On the way home, he asked Jenny if she had enjoyed the speech.
回家的路上，他问 Jenny 是否喜欢他的祝词。
On the way home, 注意这个短语。To his surprise,
令他惊讶的是
，she said she hadn't.
他说他不喜欢。
Jeremy asked her why this was so.
Jeremy 问他为什么会是这个样子，这是由 why 所引导的宾语从句。
And she told him that she didn't like to see so many people laughing at him.
女儿告诉他，她不想要这么多人看他被嘲笑。好，以上呢就是我们63课的主要内容。